did some tempo conditioning after the two-minute drill, just to simulate late in the game, fighting through it, and having the right attitude. They responded.
You had a bunch of guys go down now during that practice. You had anything on Larry soon to leave Danelle?
Larry needed to get hydrated. John Jerry had an illness.
And Sterling Shepard didn't seem to do much in team drills?
No, he was limited. His groin.
How about Smalley?
Smalley has a shoulder.
Is Shepard's groin, did something happen to make it worse? A little setback from yesterday?
No, there was no setback. We just limited him.
And what was Odell seemed to be stretching out and bothered a little bit? Anything with Odell?
No, nothing to report.
Coach, what did you say about Roger Lewis' practice today? He had a nice touchdown during a situational team drill.
Yeah, he made a nice play in 2 minutes. He had a couple nice plays today. He's flashing. We expect him to be more consistent. That's what he needs to work towards.
Bobby Hart's working mostly at tackle, but is he more or less your all-purpose lineman in the sense that he can go inside? He's probably the first choice there and things like that.
We believe Bobby has some versatility, yes.
Seems like a couple of guys in the last day or two have tried to make one-handed catches and not been able to. Is that something you've seen?
Yeah, I don't like necessary? It. Most, you know, there's only one Odell, and we'd like to see him catch it with two hands.
Any update on Victor? Any changes? Any status change at all? No progress?
No. Status quo.
You had this is the end of 14 practices. You participated in part of 11 during training camp. Have you been able to make an evaluation of him in those 11 practices?
No, we're building him up to get to a position where we can make an evaluation. And he had the hiccup, hoping to get him some work on Wednesday.
I know you said you grouped the tight ends and the fullbacks together, but what is Matt Parker right now in the skill set seeking in the backfield and a bunch of the past few days?
Yeah, you know, Ryan's he's a versatile guy. He's a smart guy. He works at it. He has a great work ethic. He's tough. He got a lot of reps these last 2 days, and he's earning some respect out there.
Coach, how do you think Emmett Clear responded to getting in there today when John went down?
I'm going to go back and take a look at the film. I think, it's not too big for Emmett. He's going to fight through and battle through everything, and he's going to do the best he can with the reps he's been given. But I'm going to look at the tape before I make any statements.
You officially break camp today, right?
Somewhat.
Does it feel different?
We have a vet select group that can break camp, but the young guys are going to stick with it for a little while longer.
Do you think it's possible Cruz could play in the preseason game?
This week?
Yeah.
It's early in the week. We'll see.
How do you handicap the middle linebacker spot? I mean, and is Kelvin, what has he shown you, you know, in his – you know, brief time here?
Kelvin is an instinctive guy that gets football. He's been around, played a lot, veteran guy, and we feel that he's right there in the mix, has a chance to earn the job.
When do you want to, I mean, that's a pretty dicey position, you know, they got to call the plays and everything, you know. When do you want to settle on one of those guys?
We're going to use all the information we can get, so we'll let that play itself out.
When you look at the entirety of Cruz's injuries, do you think that there's anything that needs to be looked upon on a larger scale, whether it's compensation, kinetic chain, his approach, conditioning, anything in terms of when you're looking at the group of injuries as a whole from going back?
You know, Victor and I had a nice conversation yesterday afternoon, and we talked about some different things that may be able to help moving forward, and I'll let him share that. I'm not going to share that. I'll keep our conversation private.
Ben, we talked early in camp about communication being the key with the defense, with the new parts, and just overall. How do you now evaluate the defense after seeing them a couple series the other night, plus obviously through training camp?
I think it was good to get them out there playing together. It's not just verbal and nonverbal communication. It's how they fit off of each other and how they play off of each other. And you can only get that in full speed reps. So taking a look at them this week, getting them some more work this week will help.
And what do you see? The other night had the near interception on the sideline. I don't know if he secured the ball, but I think his foot was out of bounds, and then he did make an interception. That's a play from a linebacker that I would guess, A, you like, and does that tell you something about the playmaking possibility of this defense as a whole?
Yeah, I think we have some guys who have good instincts. They can pull the trigger quickly, and he's one of them.
Ben, what do you see as Dwayne Harris's role?
Dwayne Harris is a featured special teams player for us. He's someone who showed that he can play wide receiver.
and a large number of snaps if you need him to be and be successful doing it, and he improved at the position last year.
But would you prefer him be more just special teams? Or?
We're going to use him any way we can use him. It just depends what the numbers look like. It's way too early, for that.
Coach, Jeremy Davis had a bit of a hamstring issue during Friday's game. How do you think he's recovered since then?
I haven't seen him. He hasn't practiced, so he's not healthy.
And what have you learned about Olivier Vernon that you didn't know, having had a chance to coach him?
I think he's, I told him the other day, I think he's a closet pro. He's a guy that, he's very professional about the way he goes about his business. He takes care of himself to the highest degree. He doesn't always necessarily do it out in the open. I think he has some leadership capabilities and qualities, and I think guys are going to gravitate to him.
Why did you think that meeting with Victor Cruz was necessary?
When did I say it was necessary?
Why did you have it?
I wanted to have a conversation. No, it was just a conversation between two men.
Could you say Cam? The details. Can you just, you know, how did he see him?
I'm gonna leave it private. And if Victor wants to address it, he can address it. And I support Victor 100%.
Coach, you said camp's going to continue for the rookies. How much longer for them?
For the vet select group, they're finished with camp. They'll be able to check out tonight or tomorrow. But we have guys with four or less years are going to stay in the hotel and continue to operate under camp rules.
For about how much longer?
After the Buffalo game.